Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. SinCity69.name.com. Pop time, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Miss Toy, what's up, baby? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Intimate encounters.
Got my main man, Cass, with me. What's up, dog?
What it do? What it do? What's the business?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
SinCity69.name.com.
No, it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
Intimate encounters. What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. City69.name.com.
What's up?
Or you think it was real?
I don't know. I mean, hell, it still didn't have nothing to do with his sentence, so shit.
He could have been. But he was trying to look good in front of the judge, man.
Huh?
He tried to look good in front of the judge, like, yo, judge, I saved somebody's life.
It didn't happen.
I got caught with dope, pure enough, but I saved somebody's life.
But it didn't help him. He still got to finish out his sentence. So, I mean, shit, I was wasting time.
How much time did he get?
He still got to do the rest of it. That's just time. We got to do 11 more months.
Dang. What?
That's messed up.
Huh? I said that was his time anyway. I mean, if he violated probation, he's going to have to do 11 months.
Wow.
So now he fucked up his probation. He got to finish this, the rest of his sentence out.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. The things that, I don't know, what were you thinking about, man?
Wow.
I have no clue. It's incredible to me.
Well, when you get all that money, you know, you think you're above the law, I guess.
Well, I'm just going to put it out there. Kaz would probably be in jail, because if I had that much money, I would like to damn fool.
Oh no,
Boo! You would do it too. Come on, you got that much money, dude. You a fucking millionaire. You gonna feel like you're above the law at some point in time. Hell,
probably
get a couple. Motherfucker, get a couple stacks in his pocket in the night. Just tonight, man. Shit, I was feeling good. Hell, I ran like 3 lights. Like fuck it, I can buy now.
But look. If I already been locked up and I got all this money, that just goes to show me that all this money ain't going to stop them motherfuckers from locking me up again. So why would I go out there and fuck up again?
Because, shit, the more time you get, the minute, shit, I got to compete with Lil Wayne.
Right.
Lil Wayne still locked up. His shit went platinum. Shit. I got to compete with Lil Wayne, man. I'm trying to be number one.
Fuck that.
Yeah, well, that would be number one compared to Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne at jail.
Damn, Janina, where you done been?
I thought he had to deal his time. He got out already.
Nah. What'd he get out next month? I don't know.
Dang,
you
time up already?
Nah, he don't get out. He in solitary confinement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, dog. I mean, if I had that much money, I ain't gonna say I'd be doing all crazy shit, but.
Well, what that have to do with doing drugs? Why do they feel like because they get all this money, they got to do drugs, though?
Hey, now, that's my problem with it. That's my problem with it. Now, me acting a fool is one thing, but me just sitting there saying, okay, now I'm rich, I'm going to start doing drugs. Now, that's kind of crazy.
So, reef is drugs, huh?
You said reef?
Yeah, according to the law.
I thought it was
legal down there.
Oh, no, that's just fucking with us, shit. You got enough money. Weed smoke ain't nothing.
That's what it was, right?
No, that motherfucker got pills and everything.
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of different stuff. Wow. Then that was probably a setup then.
That wasn't no setup. Martin Luther King getting shot with a setup. Robert F. Kennedy getting shot with a setup. That motherfucker, this was an asshole.
Oh, okay. driving around with smoke coming all out your car.
Right. So you just got out. Well, ain't been out a year yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess he needed some more props coming out of, you know.
And see, that's my thing. That's just what I said, because shit, Lil Wayne's still getting too much credit. He in jail. I need that credit, too. I got to do something.
He got Nicki and Drake and all of them sitting on his team, though. T.I. is doing
yeah,
it by himself, so he needs
true.
To get on down.
That's true. See, he got somebody holding him down. Grant Hustle ain't doing shit.
Somebody
what the hell is that?
Somebody either frying something or pissing in the toilet. Which one is?
Look, let me ask you ladies a question.
Uh-huh.
If we was rolling, you got a clean record, you know I just got out. Would you take the rap for me? And you my wife, knowing you just going to get a slap on the wrist? And I'm going to actually go back to prison?
Been there, done
that.
Right,
yeah, of course.
What
your
wife,
yeah.
Been there, done that already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I understand if it's us because we all fofo. I understand that. They ain't going to fuck with y'all. But, old girl, they ain't going to hang her ass.
I truly believe they was gonna hang her.
I mean,
in
that case, I'd have took the rap. That's my wife. I'm gonna take the rap, man, because they were gonna hang her up. They knew who she was.
No, they make it easy on you.
You say what now?
Females get the easy way.
Mm-hmm. Right. She should have took the rap. She should have just said it's mine.
Look, I took the rap for my kids' father. Okay. And I'm setting on 10 years probation for taking the rap.
Did he have a record beforehand?
He had gotten out of prison. He did 4 years for dealing. And then he went back to jail for dealing but won the case. And now he's incarcerated again for dealing, which he got caught
this time. Now let me get this right. You took the rap with your man. And he's still back in prison?
Yes, because he ended up fucking back up.
Okay, so that means that was just unnecessary rap you took, because he was heading back any goddamn way.
Obviously it was, but, you know, I mean, you live and you learn, you know what I'm saying? I had never been in trouble, so I took the rap for him.
I thought I was doing
it right because it was my kid's father, and I was with him for 10 years.
Yeah, but no disrespect, but you ain't tight. You ain't, there's nothing in our profile about you.
I'm not what?
I said you're not tight, so there's nothing high profile about you. Maybe everybody in that city might know who you are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a high profile case. They weren't going to let her just walk away. I'm sorry.
How you figure, man? How do you figure that?
They was gonna make a fool out of her. It was gonna be all over, you know. It's still all over the news, and it was gonna make.
They was gonna hang that broad. I ain't bullshit. They knew
she's taking a rap for T.I.
They was gonna make a scene out of that.
We gonna make it extra hard for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now they will. Yeah, especially something that high profile like that. Yeah.
Right, now, if you was a nobody, it'd be something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all know. I mean, let's get me. But I love all y'all. Y'all are somebody to me. But in the eyes of, you know what I'm saying, in entertainment world, we all nobody. Ain't nobody finna, you know what I'm saying? The men's and then got caught right now. I had a motherfucking bag of weed, and she took it. Oh, shit. Yeah. But Tiny, they was gonna hang her ass. Oh, okay,
they might even throw it out the window. Just give you a ticket. They might even do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's us. But her, they was going to hang her.
I don't think
so.
He
was going to jail behind it.
No judge want to put some mother in jail.
Dude, I don't give a damn. You crazy?
But you see, they're gonna. He is liable also. I know here, if you're in the car, you're liable no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact he's on parole. He had no business. It's like you got to strip search or tear up the car just to figure out if that person has gotten anything in the car. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I'm going to get in the car with you and ask you, do you got drugs on you? Because I'm on probation, and I don't want to go that route if we get pulled over. Nobody asked that question. You know what I'm saying? So how do you know what they got? Maybe she had weed, and he didn't know it. You know what I mean? But he's still liable because he got in that car and he is on probation. So either way it goes, he's going to get canned anyway, whether she takes the rap or not. And that's sad.
Fuck that. My wife's taking the rap. I ain't going back to jail.
Wow.
No, she's not.
But you're still gonna
taking
go
no damn.
Because
I ain't going,
if you're
baby,
on parole,
they're just going to give you probation, girl.
I'm
going to
tell you,
I'm going back to jail for
way,
a year.
The only way she's going to take the rap is you're going to have to do a line like this.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. You got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best. Both of us.
But
okay,
to
now,
a T, all they got to do is drug test if he fails, he violates.
Nigga, I'm not telling you. I mean, honestly, think about it, dog. I understand what you're saying. Because we ain't in that predicament. But that was too high profile. They was going to hang that woman. And now I'm not going to let my, I'm not going to let my wife hang for that. Like he said,
she was
she,
not
going to
do no
mama.
Jail time.
What?
She would have got probation, man.
She wouldn't have got no damn probation. Butter would have got probation. Tiny going to jail.
No, nah, they would have locked her up.
It depends on her background.
You had methamphetamine, dude. That was a class A. Dude, you sit there like you don't know about drugs now. That was a class A.
Right. I know about drugs. I know the consequences. I sold drugs. I know the consequences. But what I'm saying is, there's, for one, she's taking a rap for him, but then again, they're going to hang him anyway because of the fact, drug test, you're out.
Parole.
You're on parole. Once you fail that drug test, that's a violation. You're going back and doing the rest of your time, whether Tiny's behind
money.
Bars or not, taking
he
the rap
money.
For the other time.
He ain't selling no drug test. He's not going to fail a drug test. He got money.
Dude, what world do you
Are
live
you
in?
Are you serious?
Come on now.
If he ain't going to fail the drug test because he got money, he wouldn't have been locked up right now.
He's going to pay, somebody to piss for him.
He wouldn't have been locked up for
He wouldn't have got locked
up the
guns. First time.
Look at Lil Wayne. He's got money and he's there. And all his
he's
was weed and all that other stuff. So, I mean, shit. They both going to go down regardless.
What?
T.I. ain't
man,
no way around
it. Locked up for a damn gun, man. A gun and some weed.
Well, yeah, a gun and some weed. But my thing is, if he's got money, so why ain't he pay his way out?
On,
it ain't
Candy,
about paying
on.
Your way out.
Hold on, Candy.
Y'all hear nothing I said.
The dude made $42 million last year alone, and they
right.
still locked his ass up. Come
That's
on,
what
man.
I'm saying.
That money shit don't mean nothing. It was seven motherfuckers on the bus. Three motherfuckers said the gun was there.
Y'all ain't heard nothing I said.
You
would fail a drug test. That's what I said.
You said what?
I said the man ain't going to fail no drug test.
No.
Evidently, he did.
His own piss. He got enough money where he could pay everybody to piss for him.
Okay, but what if they in the room with him while he pisses? I've had that happen to me, too. I took a drug test, and they was in the room while I'm pissing.
Man, this is America. Anybody can be bought.
Okay,
you
like I
what?
Said.
Yeah, all right.
Anybody can be bought.
Father Time
it's
is
enough,
trying to get
it's
under
it's
y'all's
it's
skin, because he can't really believe that.
Everybody on his phone. Man, don't give me that shit.
Everybody can't really believe that shit for real. He just
everybody can be bought. He's trying to convince himself.
Yeah.
Everybody can
what's
be
what's your price? What's
your price? Depends on the job. But everybody can be bought. I know that.
Really?
Hey, no
so I got enough money. I can stick my thumb up your ass.
Huh?
Yo.
What'd you say?
Hey, you know everybody can be bought. See? She says she has enough money, she can stick a thumb up your ass.
You want to be broke? Get
out of here.
Hey,
hey,
you should.
Your price is right.
Man,
that's what you just said. You just said it, basically. You can be bought. So when I win this lottery, I'm going to come holler at you.
You said the price is right.
There's no zeros in front of me. We can talk.
Wow. Wow.
Fuck that.
And you gonna auction off your ass for a couple of dollars, huh?
I'm saying for real.
Like I say, if the price is right, anybody can be bought. Everybody on this phone got a number.
You feel the auction?
Everybody got
enough. I mean, you actually got on this motherfucker and said you can auction your ass off for a couple of dollars.
He did.
That's not what I said.
Yes, he did.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, did. But you said everybody got a price.
Hold on, we got Sunshine. That's you right here.
Yeah.
Did you hear that,
did
Sunshine?
Did you hear your voice?
Yeah, I heard him, and I mean, Father, you said that that's not what you said, but that's what I heard.
That's exactly what I heard.
Now, y'all heard something totally different.
Oh,
we heard what you said. That's exactly what
I
you
said. I was referring to what she said. She said if the price is right, I can put my thumb up your ass.
And
that's
you said there's enough zeros in front of me.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's,
and that you're going to consider it.
Basically.
Yeah. I'll think about it.
Sounds
you might not have said it in that, though.
Everybody
that word, but when it boiled down, that's what you said.
Everybody
you just
got
go
so if everybody got a number, like she said, when she win the lottery, she can come holler at you to stick her thumb up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So you just selling off your manhood for some
a couple of dollars.
I just said a couple of dollars.
Shit. And it went from
like
your conversation went from never doing it ever to okay, we can talk about it. Right.
I'll think about it.
Right. It went from I never do that shit to yeah.
Like I said, everybody
you must
got
a big bill to pay.
Got a number two.
Mm-mm.
All right, now you have time on. You done went from a brother that says this.
I with pussy.
that's what I've known you from. But now that statement that you made.
You act like a little bitch right now.
Wow.
Right now.
I gotta tell you.
Look, I gotta
you said you get. You say you get your ass up for a couple of dollars, man.
That's not what I... You know what, man?
You getting on my nerves.
Oh, you got to watch what you say sometimes. It gets you in trouble.
I ain't trying to hear all that. Everybody on this phone, y'all talking like y'all can't be bought. Everybody can be bought.
But we wasn't the ones saying that we couldn't be bought. You were.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever.
Y'all misunderstood. I ain't backtracking on nothing. Y'all misunderstood.
Everybody misunderstands when it comes to you.
Let him clarify. Clarify what you were trying to say then.
You don't want to.
Why y'all messing with me?
What?
He ain't bothering you, so don't fuck with him.
Don't fuck with him. Why y'all messing with me?
Go ahead and clarify yourself so we can start fucking with you.
Why?
Damn. That acting like a bitch was good, man. I'll give you props on that one. You set that up beautifully.
So now he going to ignore the question, right?
Because he can't clarify.
I know, right?
What's the question?
Clarify yourself if you saying that we misunderstood. Clarify.
Clarify yourself if you said we misunderstood.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I said.
Explain yourself so we can understand what you're saying.
I'm trying to. I said anybody can be false for anything. That's what I said. She
we
said,
not,
life is not
talking about
come you,
though.
You
talking about the
statement
she made.
I'm trying to get to it. You ain't letting me finish.
Okay.
Quit bypassing and taking detours. Just get to the point.
All right, you go ahead and get all your stuff out, then I'm going to come back.
Anything
else?
Think about it.
Can I finish my statement now? You gonna cut me off again?
It ain't gonna take too long.
We've been waiting on it.
Well, if you quit cutting me off, woman. Now she said if I hit the lottery, I come over there and stick my thumb in your ass. I said if it's enough zeros. Exactly what I said.
What?
I ain't backtracking, I ain't running from it. Take it how you wanna take it. That's what I said.
And for a couple of zeros, she's gonna take it.
I missed it. A couple of bills.
And that's exactly what I said. I'm going to come over with enough zeros to stick my thumb up your ass, and you're going to let me. That's the thing. That's the thing. You was just talking a couple of weeks ago, how you would never, ever, 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 ever. And now you're saying, shit, for enough zeros, I'll bend over and let you stick my thumb up, man.
I ain't say all that now.
Yeah, you did. Here you go again. Yes, you did.
I didn't see all that now.
Okay. I mean, I guess. Anywho, I have a question.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Don't be scared. Just be cautious.
I mean, I understand, dog. I mean, I ain't. You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy, dog. I'm on your side. But that sounded real fucked up when you was like, hey. Enough money, I let them stick a thumb up your ass. I mean, that just didn't sound right, brother.
You're missing the whole point. Dude, the point is, there'll never be enough zeros, bro.
Then that's what you should have said.
Hey, wait.
That's what you should have said. You said you would.
Well, a lot of people should have picked up on that one.
No, ain't nobody picking up on shit. You be real and say what you're going to say. Mm-mm.
You said enough zeros,
well,
y'all can tell.
We on the phone, we ain't looking at you. You can't see your facial expressions when you're saying it.
Right. All we doing is hearing what you said, and what you said is, bam, bam, bam.
Oh, little tank side of bitch.
All right, man. Moving on, because I'm tired of hearing about people's thumbs stuck up your ass.
Yeah, I got a question.
What's that, baby? What's the question? wait. This ain't got nothing to do with your boyfriend, do it. I mean, we just spent the last 3 weeks on your boyfriend. We laying him to rest now.
I'm honestly, basically, not talking about my boyfriend because we are no longer. I am a single woman. But I do want to know something about having to do with a relationship, though.
It ain't about him, though, is it?
No, it's not. It's about communication.
Okay, come on. Communicate with me.
Come on.
Like, how do I say... I don't even know how to ask. Like, men want you to communicate with them, but when you're having conversations, they don't want to communicate with you. So,
well, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, okay, it seems as though in talking to a friend of mine, it's like every time we have conversations, they get real intimate, real intellectual, whatever it is, the case may be, it's like I'm the one doing all the talking. And then when it's his turn, you know, he either shuts down or goes to another subject or whatever. So I got upset about it the last time we were talking. And I shut down. So then he says that I'm trying to, and, you know, I don't understand why people constantly bring this control issue up with me, but he says that I'm trying to control everything.
Wait a minute. You said people. That makes it more than one person keep bringing this up about it.
No, I mean, I've heard another man say something about my control issues, but not nothing about my communicating issues. But I want to know.
Evidently, he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Maybe he doesn't want to hear what you was talking about. What was you talking about, if I may ask? What was you talking about?
Like we had a discussion on relationships and what a woman wants from a relationship, what a man's duties are in a relationship, what a woman's duties are.
Whoa, I gotta cut you off now. How long you been knowing this guy first?
For like how many years? It's been a long time.
How long y'all been messing around?
We never really messed around.
Well, I don't know you know answer to that question, man.
He's like telling me that he's been wanting to be with me since seventh grade.
Oh, wait a minute, and you gonna hit him with what, the responsibilities of a man?
No, we were talking about, he was telling me about his ex and how he got married. And how the reason why they're not together no more because they had communication problems. So then when I gave my input, after I gave my input, don't want to give his.
You know why he ain't want to get his?
Why?
I'm going to tell you why he ain't want to get his. This is what he was thinking.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Not mine. Me? No.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear that shit. You gave him a shit. Check this out, y'all. Now, I'm finna warn y'all now. Alright?
Yeah.
Butter, we gonna finish this. But I'm finna give y'all Butter, Miss Toy, Janine, Candy. I'm finna give y'all Sunshine. Finna give y'all a fair warning. Mr. Charlie about to get online. Y'all know who Mr. Charlie is.
I do.
It's Sin City, so, hey, Sin City is open. You know, our motto is anything goes, so we don't turn nobody away. So we let y'all know Mr. Charlie on the line now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's cool?
Yeah.
All right, now, y'all. It's always so when Mr. Charlie get on this damn phone. I already know. Hello? Mr. Charlie.
What's up? And this motherfucker sound like Oprah. What's going on?
What's up, Mr. Charlie?
I don't know, man. You got one motherfucker talking about thumbs in their ass, then these bitches talking like this Oprah. Quit crying and shit. We don't want to hear that shit. This ain't that kind of show.
All right. You know what, Mr. Charlie? I'm going to kick back and I'm going to let him get you. Whichever one of y'all want to attack Mr. Charlie, go ahead.
Go ahead, my good boy. Come on with it. Open, bitch.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I ain't even going to waste my time talking to that ignorant bastard.
He's not even working because he's ignorant.
Really, he's ignorant.
Punk ass. Ignorant bastard.
He probably never got out of elementary school. They probably
y'all
don't want to
go crying like this Oprah some shit.
So I'm not going to waste my time talking to an ignorant bastard.
Your bitch ass called, now what? Ignorant bastard.
Shit, don't nobody want to talk to his ass no way. So I ain't going to waste my time opening my mouth.
Listen, your punk broke down, broke back down, and had a motherfucking ass.
You know,
always calling somebody a bitch, bitch your mama a bitch. Nah.
He probably getting fucked in the ass himself.
She
that's what it is.
All right, okay, all right, people, let's calm down,
Getting fucked all in the ass.
How y'all gonna sit there and just let this man just these bitches? Bitch, fuck you.
Right.
What a dirty dick. Ugly
bastard.
Right.
Right.
Nasty. Here, call me.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hold. Everybody calm down. We're gonna hear the song.
He ain't got
right
no
quick.
Teeth in his mouth, old raggedy bitch.
We finna hear the song right quick and we're gonna come right back.
Funny, can't tell me nothing different. My nose twitching, intuition setting in like sea vision. I still close my eyes, I still see vision. Still hear that voice in the back of my mind. So what I do, I still take heed, I still listen. I still paint that perfect picture. I still shine bright like a prism. My words still skipping. I know you can't, don't, won't get it. You just chose to ride that shit, salt with it. I'm still afloat. I ain't the captain of the yacht, but I'm on the boat. I ain't acting what I'm not, knowing that I don't. You niggas acting like you will, but I know you won't. You won't. I read between the lines of the eyes of your brows. Your handshake ain't matching your smile.
Mr. Charlie, you still with us? Yeah. All right, man. Miss Charlie, you can't be calling everybody bitches, man. That's just disrespectful. I'm sorry, man. I won't call nobody else by their name no more.
See? Okay.
You know what? I was just talking to somebody, and they told me that they used to fuck Mr. Charlie.
Don't nobody know Mr. Charlie.
In the ass.
Oh, no, don't do it.
I don't play that shit.
Yeah, right.
Sound like you got something in your ass.
Shit that I'm going to put in your mouth.
What? All right, now.
Shit that I'm going to put in your mouth.
Hold on now, kid. Hold on now. Miss Charlie. Every week we got to go through this, Miss Charlie.
He wasting valuable, precious time with us having intellectual conversations, but since he ain't got no sense, he can't join in. He trying to interrupt.
You ain't talking about how long he is. Your nigga won't talk to you. I won't talk to your ass either, bitch. All right, now, Miss Charlie, you did it.
My fault.
Miss Charlie, I got to let you go, Miss Charlie. I got to meet you. All right, now. All right, y'all. All right, now, Miss Charlie, go.
I got a question. Okay. I need to know. From the men and from the ladies. Okay. I have this friend, right, that always wants to call me and talk to me about his baby mama. All crazy stuff his baby mama doing. And now since I'm a baby mama, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that. And he's telling me that I'm wrong and I'm being insensitive to his feelings. Now, please, as a man, explain that to me. Why would you talk to somebody that you're trying to get to know about your baby mama when you calling her all kind of fat bitches and fat hoes and this, that, and the other? I'm a thick girl. I love being fat, quote unquote. My fat is in the right places, however. I'm just thinking like, okay, one day you might just slip out and say that same shit to me. And as from the ladies, please tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to hear this bullshit about what's going on between him and his baby mom.
You ain't wrong.
Wait. I disagree.
Why do you do?
Please tell me why. Help me understand.
What kind of relationship you and him got? I mean, do y'all have a relationship where y'all talk about situations like that?
No, that's like me talking to him about my kid's father. I don't do that. He don't know that man. Even though I do know his baby, I know who his baby mama is. And once she found out that we started talking or whatever, she stopped talking to me. Like, I had something to do with them breaking up, but they had already been broken up, like, years ago or whatever. She and I were never personal friends. We ain't never hung out. We just see each other pass and, hey, how you doing? That's it.
Okay, I'm going to let you on a little secret.
Tell me.
Okay. Number one, that should make you feel good.
What?
That he wants to talk to you about his baby mama. Number two, let me finish. Number two, it's very, very hard for a man to express himself to another female. Now, he can express himself to his boys. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard for a man to open up his feelings to a woman. And when he finds somebody that he can do that with, see, he's on top of the world. He got somebody he can
talk
to, somebody that understands him.
Okay, but at the same time, this woman had his children. So he don't have no respect for her to get on the phone and talk to another female and dog this woman
y'all
who had his children.
All the time. Women talk about their baby daddy all the time.
They female friends, but they not getting on the phone with the man that they interested in, telling this man, my baby daddy ain't shit. Because I don't want you thinking because I dealt with this baby daddy. Listen.
I ain't heard these damn women talking about how they baby daddy ain't shit.
Listen, but if
I
they trying to get you to
tell anybody how my baby daddy ain't shit. It ain't no secret. I tell a male or a female. I don't give a fuck because the motherfucker ain't shit.
But the thing is, okay, if you're trying to get into a relationship with this person, you don't want this person to think that you take all type of shit off of people. You know what I'm saying? So why would you want to tell this man?
Let me cut you off. Let me cut you off right there. Let me cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if we in a relationship, I should be able to talk to you about anything, whether it's
okay.
my baby mama or my mama. We
what?
Should be able to talk.
But he yells when he's talking about her.
Yeah.
He gets,
okay,
it's not like a normal conversation, you know. I call this had a conversation, shit go in my head. Well, you know, I tried to call my baby mama and try to get my son, right? My baby mama won't let me see my son, even though I pay my child support. I have taken myself to court. I've done everything as a father that I'm supposed to do to see my child. I can take that.
Okay.
What I can't take is this fat motherfucking ass bitch sitting up here telling me all this motherfucking bullshit about her and her nigga she fucking, but she wants to sit up there and tell me what kind of daddy I am and I'm not, and I'm doing all this, and then she puts her nigga on the phone. That sounds like, to me, you still want to be with her.
Yeah, you still got feelings.
No. Hold up, now I'm a woman, and I'm finna tell you, that just sounds like he pissed the fuck off because he want to see his child. It ain't got shit to do with the woman.
Okay, I understand, though. He's not going to do that every day.
But he's trying to open up to you. He might not be going about it the way that you feel he should, but he's trying to open up to you. What you should say is, well, you know, calm down. It'll be okay. Just tell him to calm down. Say, we could talk about it, but calm down and don't disrespect her to me. Don't call her a liar.
Tell him
me.
That. But that's a female. They hang out. They go shopping together. They do all this buddy-buddy stuff. Why he can't tell her that mess, but he want to tell me?
Because maybe he's more comfortable with you telling you that. Wait a minute. Can I say something as a person that has been through this?
Yes, please.
Now, if I sat there and I said, if I came to you and I'm talking to you, lifetime of fear, I'm only telling you this because I got that much faith in you. That, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to understand everything I'm saying, but I'm figuring, okay, I can confide in you. But now, if you sitting there like, oh, why the fuck you talking to me about about your baby mama? Because the bitch didn't deal wrong. The bitch deal
that's
wrong. Not, I need out of it. It's either that or kill this bitch. Either
okay.
or.
Okay. That's not what I say. I tell him he can go about it through the court. Don't talk to her. Because I've been there. I've heard her talk to him. Okay? True enough. She amps him up because she know how to push his buttons. But why would you feed into that? That's all I'll be trying to tell this man.
Because
this girl called him out of,
Okay, let's just go down the line. Let's go down the line with it. Let's go down the line. We're going to start with Janine. Janine, how you feel about that?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, if he's even talking to you about that situation, that's a good thing. Me being on both sides, I understand. I've gotten upset with my kid's father, and just like he's gotten upset with his kid's mother. If he want to call them all types of bitches and stuff like that, first of all, he's just upset. He's upset there's a child involved, and for sometimes women use the child against the man. So
right. There
is a reason for him to be upset. And especially when she get a new man and she trying to include this new man involved with his child, of course he's going to be upset.
If he's a good father.
Yeah, if he's a good father, he should be upset.
Right.
Because that's his child,
just
not
like,
that man's child.
Just like you call your girl Savant, he feels
mm-hmm.
more comfortable with you than he could call you Savant.
Exactly.
That's all he's
and,
doing.
And if y'all establishing a relationship, that, to me, that's a good thing.
Right, because that means you have open communication and you can basically
mm-hmm.
talk about damn near anything.
Okay, but
yeah.
Do I got to do this every day?
Not even hello, that bitch called me again. I'm so sick of this bitch. Why can't, hey, how you doing? You know, why?
Hold on.
We got
Miss T on the line. Miss T. What's up, baby? Now you heard the conversation. I gotta let you in. I ain't heard from y'all night. I seen you on here. I ain't heard from y'all night. How you feel about what's going on? What they talking about?
I didn't get the full thing because y'all disconnected me. Where Mr. Charlie was on there talking shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miss Charlie got on there and threw everybody off for a second. But Miss Charlie, hey, y'all can't keep getting mad at Miss Charlie. But hey, now Miss Toy said that her friend, he constantly talks about his baby mama. He having problems with his baby mama, and he brings it to her. She don't want to hear it.
In my defense, I do listen to it, but all this yelling, hollering, and screaming, and shouting, I can't take. I'm not your baby mama. You yelling and hollering and screaming at me like I'm hot, and I'll be like, okay, this is what I say to him now. Once he gets to hollering and screaming and yelling, I say, what's my name? Real calm. And he'll say my name like,
I'm pretty sure he's not hollering at you because you ain't got his kid. And he's not hollering at you. He might be frustrated about the situation, but he's not hollering at you.
Right. He's venting.
Right. It's the difference between a motherfucker saying, bitch, you did this, and God damn it, I'm just tired of this shit. That's a big difference. Now, if you can't handle it, then I suggest you just tell that man, look, you got something going on that I can't handle.
I never said couldn't handle it. I'm just saying, isn't there another way for him to go about it? Why do we have to hear about, if I'm trying to establish something with you, why I got to hear about how your baby mama get drunk all the time and this, that, and this other bullshit? Why?
Because he likes you enough
to tell you up front, because some men won't tell you shit.
Exactly. That's the point I was trying to make.
I mean, sometimes if you have to, just put the phone down, let them holler, hoop, whatever you got to do. And when you calm down, put the phone back up. And
that's a situation. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because, I mean,
hey, I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you just sit down with the man? When he ain't talking about his baby mama, y'all just sitting back relaxing and letting him know how you feel about the whole situation. Like, look here, baby, you know, when you talk about your baby mama, you be yelling. I'll appreciate you yelling. So, you know, bring tone it down a little bit. Have you tried that?
Yeah.
And he still does it?
Yeah. I mean, okay, he doesn't yell so violently and talk so harshly like he used to at first. So I guess it's getting better, and he realizing that when he starts saying, I mean, I hear him out. I tell him, well, you know, just deal out of court. Like when she calls him and aggravates him or whatever. If you know she's not calling you to talk to you about your son, why do you always answer the phone?
That's because you never know what's going on. You never know what's going on.
Okay, but if I hear your voice and you talking about, oh, shit, that ain't got nothing to do with my baby ain't sick, none of that, why I got to listen to you?
Okay, because you know what? Men are different from women. Because now, in his defense, you've been around me long enough to know that, yeah, I will answer the phone if my baby mama calls. And I have heard those conversations where you like, God damn, what the fuck are you talking about? But yet still, I still answer the phone because you got to do it. Because if you don't answer the phone, and the motherfucker, something go wrong, you gonna beat yourself up because you feel like, okay, I should have answered the phone.
Okay.
That's being a good father to me. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like that's being a good father.
Right. But, okay, so when she calls and it's a bunch of bullshit and ain't got nothing to do with her son, why we gotta keep on answering the phone?
Because he never know if there's something wrong with his child.
You don't know
that's
what
like, that's a typical parent response.
Because I hate talking to my ex-husband, but when my son is back home with him, whenever he calls, I answer the phone. I don't like talking to him, but I answer the phone because my child is there.
You sound like my baby mama.
Because I'd rather talk to a box of rocks than to talk to his ass.
Man, you sure you ain't my baby mama?
No.
Talk that same shit.
Whatever.
I mean,
hey,
if you say nothing, I'm going to
tell
you, like this. Leave him alone. Leave him alone because he got more than what you can handle. Well, she just said she can't handle it. She just don't like talking about his baby. No, you got me. I mean, if it's frustrating you, leave it alone. If you can't handle it, leave it alone. I don't have an issue with it. I just want to know if I was wrong, because I don't want to hear that all the time. Yeah, you're wrong. Yeah, you are. No, she ain't wrong. She don't want to hear it all the goddamn time, man. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Oh, man, get the fuck out of here. As much as you talk.
So ask me this. Why you answer the phone when he calls if you know he's going to be talking about his baby mama?
What?
I said, why do you answer the phone when he calls when you know he's going to be talking about
his
baby mama?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I actually honestly don't. And then I turn around and call him back and be like, what's up?
See? There you go.
Because it might be a booty call she missing out on.
Exactly.
You know, she got to make sure she ain't missing that booty call. But once he starts talking, click.
Oh, then
okay.
I was like,
cool.
Look, I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, we're going to do it like this. Janae, what do you think? You think you should leave him alone to deal with?
I mean, that's how fuck. That's how you feel like you can't deal with it, then don't deal with it. Because that's going to be constant. How old is the child?
He's a baby. He's like 4, 3, 5, 6 3 and 4
years old?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got
about 14 more years.
Okay, but what I'm saying, she's doing this. I swear, I think in my heart she do this shit on purpose because she know that me and him is talking. Understand?
Yeah,
she
doing
it
on purpose.
And she is just like, why do you
we
have
all agree with that? We all agree
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, she doing it on purpose. So you got to decide if you're going to deal with it.
Let me ask you a question.
She does it on purpose because she know it gets under his skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on, y'all.
Maybe
she's
still in love with him.
Hold on, y'all.
Let me ask you a question.
Now, if you sit down and really think about this, you say she's doing it on purpose. Why do you think she's doing it? Because she don't want y'all to be together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you leave him alone, she won't.
Okay, wait. I don't think it's just so geared towards me. I think it would just be any woman. But she has a man. She done went on with quote unquote her life and whatever, but just calls him and talks dogs him out, her and her man, about this shit.
She's trying to start some mess. That's all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the guy? Do you like this dude?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yes.
You sit down and talk to the guy and let the shit work.
Right.
I've talked to him and I understand he's going to answer the phone every time his baby mama calls. But when the baby mama boyfriend calls, why you got to listen? That's like me calling him. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid. That man ain't got nothing to do with
actually, yes, that man do because he's there with that man's child.
But he don't have enough to do for his child to call this man.
I disagree with that one. Ain't no man gonna call me and tell me about my baby. Fuck that.
Right.
I don't care who her mama fucking with. You ain't got no reason to call me about my child for nothing. Fuck that. We
got to call you and tell you that she done left your child with him. You don't want to hear it.
Well, can I say something here? Now,
yeah.
So, you said the man that called out. I'm not going to let no man call me and not say shit.
Right.
So now, if that man called my phone talking crazy to me, you damn right. If anything, I'm going to load that motherfucker's pistol up and I'm going to go out there right.
So he calling him, the girl boyfriend is calling him talking crazy too.
What?
Well,
I gotta sit there and not even do nothing. I gotta come in here for it. Because I decided.
That's a different story. Now, if he calling him to say, man, look, this crazy-ass female, bitch, whatever he want to call her, left your child here with me, that's a different story. But if he calling him talking shit, what's
right.
on his ass?
That's what I tell him. And then he says, no, I can't because they ain't going to do nothing but turn back around and call back. So here you are when it boils down to it. You wind up, I've heard it, you wind up arguing with this man over this woman. So it don't never even be about the kids.
I mean, is this actually her man or just somebody she got posing as her man to try to piss him off?
Now, see, that's what I told him, and he was like, nah, they've been around, they've been, okay, whatever it is, like I said, I think they both still got feelings for each other. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm living my life. I'm having fun. Whatever. If it wasn't going to be with him, I'll be with somebody else. I don't really too much care. But this extra bullshit, this dumb-ass drama that can be eliminated, and you told me grown, that's stupid to me. I'm not, if I'm done with somebody, why that argue with the next person about that person?
Well, everybody not you.
Why do you have to deal with the drama? Why should you have to, being a woman? Why do you have to deal with another man's
that
drama?
It got nothing to do with being a woman or a man. Everybody got drama. Everybody brings some type of drama to it. Man,
that's true.
But you don't have to deal with it.
Being a woman. It ain't got nothing to do with being a woman.
You don't have to deal with it.
Same way that a woman be in a situation.
Hold on, y'all.
Man and a woman, too. It's just certain people be in certain situations.
Well, Toy, I'm going to tell you this. Now, I hate to do this. I really, really hate to do this. But I got to agree with Cash. You got to leave the dude alone. This is just a little too much drama. And you know, me and him don't never agree about shit. But on this one, I'm going to have to agree with him. You just go ahead and leave the dude alone. Because apparently this dude got a lot of drama in his life. And that drama ain't going to get up and spill over into your life.
Okay, but
trying to live drama
free,
right?
In my life. The person that's stalking me is harassing him now. So it's like we both got drama or bullshit or whatever, but it's like he feeds into his. I ain't got time for this.
Then leave him alone.
Everybody don't deal with situations like you. You can't get mad because everybody don't deal with the situation the same way you do.
You got a point. I hate to say that, but he got a point.
I understand.
I'm kicking myself. I got to agree with this motherfucker.
Now, see, if you just like the sex, then just tell him, look, if you ain't talking about coming over here so we can do what we do, then I'll holler at you another time. Just do it that way. If you don't want to leave him alone, because that's
or
what it
you
sounds
know what
like.
You know what else you can do?
What?
You can always
now
tell
him. Now, we can settle this like you got some plans, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Tell him. We can settle like that. Or you can get to some gangster shit. Just leave the dude alone. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got enough drama in your life, right? You don't need no added drama. That's all that is added drama. This is my opinion.
And if he gets to talking crazy, you just tell him.
Man, move over and let me pass. Before they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass. That's for fucking with me, you no business born insecure motherfuckers.
There you go. Now you got last word.
Okay.
Nah,
so what y'all basically saying is that I'm wrong because I don't want to hear him talk about his baby mom.
You ain't wrong.
You probably say you was wrong.
You're not wrong.
Don't deal with it.
No, I'm not saying you wrong. I'm just saying if it's a situation that you can't handle, then let it go. I mean, because if you're getting frustrated about it, then, you know what I'm saying? He's thinking one thing, you thinking another.
Go ahead, finish up.
He's thinking that he can confide in you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, you say what?
He can't confide that in me. I have no problem with that. It's just, why I got to spend, if we talked for 10 minutes, 8 of the minutes was about all that.
Because evidently that was bothering him at that point in time.
How long have you been with this guy? How long you guys been talking?
For a couple months.
How many months?
A couple months.
So it should be easy for you to just walk away.
Right.
It should be real easy for you to just be like, you know what, fuck this shit. I'm gone.
Okay. All right, you right.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's let some of the ladies speak. I need the ladies' input on it. Butter, what's your input on it?
Honestly, I feel like if she done already tried to tell him how she feels about it, how it irritates her, and things have to change drastically for her to still want to be with him, then she needs to leave him alone.
You feel the same way, Candy? Candy? Just Candy gone.
I'm here.
Do you feel the same way?
I see it as, you know, I mean, if it's too much drama to deal with, either be with him or deal with it or don't, you know. I mean, if you have feelings for the dude or whatever, you'll have to set him down and talk to him, you know, about the situation. I mean, if she calls and he don't hear anything on the phone about his baby, then he can hang up on her.
That's what I tell him.
You know what? That's easier said than done. Y'all keep saying that, but that's easier said than done.
But if you don't hear anything about his son or daughter or whatever
But you know, the main reason he probably don't do that is because she's one of those females that'll be like, oh, you can't answer my calls, I can't answer your calls. When you call to see how your son doing, bitch, I don't know you.
She can't do that anyway.
Wait. Y'all don't even know. He might, despite whatever's going on, he still might try to keep a good rapport with his baby mama.
That's a lot of drama to be dealing with.
If you can't deal with it, get your ass away. If you can't deal with my drama, get your ass away. I mean, because I'm not finished. I got to do what I got to do for my kids, too. I'm not going to sit here
because you don't care about it.
I got to do what I got to do for my kids. Because you could just like you keep talking about walking away, my kids, once you walk away, my kids still here. So I'm not going to change my damn routine because you're upset.
All right, hold on for a second. Everybody hold on for a second. Now, some of y'all know, some of y'all don't. I hate my baby's mama. I hate her past.
The world knows
it. I can't stand her guts. But, if she called me, I will talk to her. If I call her, she will talk to me because we got to keep it open because when it's all said and done, we do have a child together.
But does she call you on that drama?
Why? Is she calling you that woman sitting with another nigga calling you and they sit there ganging up on you about all or whatever stories went on between you and her and y'all relationship?
No, she don't.
Let me ask you.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Let me
I get called with drama all the time. But you know what? I still got to deal with what I got to deal with because that's my kid's mother. I'm going to have to deal with her on a regular basis. Regardless to what you say, like just like Candy, like you said, you could walk away. Yeah, you could walk away, but I still got to deal with her. So if you can't handle it, then leave. Because I'm going to deal with my baby mama the way I see fit.
But you would deal with all that drama that he's getting.
If I got you to keep a good rapport with my child, yes, I would.
And I agree with you 100%. So will I.
But he's not. She's not letting him see the child. So he's gonna have to go either way, in some
and,
way,
and,
to get
you know what? And
this
I'm
child.
Gonna, I'm gonna keep fighting, and I'm gonna keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting until I see my child. Because you're not
right.
Just because. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. And if that's what I got to do, if I got to keep going through this same old bullshit every day to see my child, then so be it. I'm going to go through this same old bullshit, but I'm going to see my child, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to see my child. I'm
going to
do whatever it takes to be an intricate part of my child's life.
I live that situation. My daughter wouldn't let me see, my daughter's mother wouldn't let me see her. I saw her the first 2 years, and then for the next four, I didn't. But the point is, I still dealt with her shit because sooner or later I'm going to see my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So I put up with her bullshit because I had to. That's the only way for me to get back into my daughter's life. You know what I'm saying? It's easy for y'all because y'all have the kids every day. But y'all don't realize what fathers have to go through to see their kids when they got fucked up as baby mamas.
That's no, because point. Everybody... No, because the situation is the majority of it is that all niggas ain't shit. So the ones that do try to do for their kids, you get the motherfucking runaround, but you get thrown in the category that all niggas ain't shit any damn way. That's the problem.
Well, like I say, man, fuck my baby mama.
Wait a minute, you... Take over for a second.
I hate that.
I need a drink. I'm going to get me a drink.
Well, drink one for me, too, man. You know how bad I hate her ass. I can't stand her motherfucking ass. I'm telling you, if I could commit the perfect crime, I would. Tell me I can do it and get away with it, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, you sound like me. Because I saw that motherfucker, he was a waste of skin.
You might be my baby's mama.
I ain't so bad, mama.
You sure?
I'm talking
to you. Just like her ass. She's giving me flashbacks.
I'm sorry. You do what you gotta do for your kids. You go with that bullshit.
Okay,
don't think that
my
son was hell good. His father is because his grandparents had him. Other than that, my son daddy ain't shit.
Yeah, but see, all baby daddies ain't like that.
I done
said
exactly.
All
baby
put us all in that same category.
You did not hear that coming out of my mouth. I've been on y'all side tonight. Because the stuff that they were saying, yeah, I've been on y'all side. All men, it's some good men out there. It's some good fathers out there. Some great fathers out there. My ex-husband just happened to be one of the motherfuckers that's a waste of skin.
And so is mine.
I'm sorry. As soon as we decide to separate and get a divorce because you can't be with me, you don't want to have nothing to do with your child, come on now. That's not no real motherfucking man, and I don't give a fuck what you say. I ain't never one time told that man he could not see his son, not one time.
Hold on, none of that. I understand what you said, but them ain't the men we're talking about. Let me ask you the bottom line. Is the man a good father?
What?
Is the man a good father?
From what I see, yeah.
Okay, so now, what we talking about is a dude that's been a good father that just caught up in the bullshit, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So we're
right,
not talking about the dead. We're not talking about the deadbeat dad. We're talking about the good father that's caught up in the bullshit.
Right.
Exactly. I know that. But I'm saying, he was making it seem like, you know, I got an issue that saying that there ain't no good fathers out there, and that's not true. My oldest kid is locked up, and he's more for his kids than my son's father that ain't locked up.
No, I know. He wasn't saying that. What he's saying is, let's keep it focused on the fact that we're not talking about the deadbeat dad. We're talking about the father that's actually a good father. He just caught up in a badass situation.
Right. I didn't say he wasn't no good father.
Now, Candy, on the other hand, saying, leave the motherfucker.
Yes, I sure did. If you don't want to deal with the drama, then hey.
You can't just give up like that, though. That's too easy.
Well,
y'all,
it worked.
You're trying to work the shit out. Whatever happens to
at least you're
going to
sit there and you're going to breathe. And you ain't going to have to worry about being stressed out.
All right, okay.
Drama
okay.
For me.
Hold on. Okay. All right. Now, Janae, you've been kind of quiet tonight.
You know how my baby's daddies love me, so.
I'm saying, what's your take on all this? You've been relatively quiet tonight. So what's your take on all this? You say your baby's
daddy. I don't know, because I dealt with the drama, you know, with my ex-husband. I have his daughter now, and she's pregnant, and she lived with me, because when I divorced him, she came with me. That's just the type of person I am.
That's, you know what? That's a very good, that's outstanding. All bullshit aside, man, that's fucking great. I applaud you on that shit. You know what? Hold on. Janine, this is for you. I mean, that's great to take care of another man and another woman's child when you don't have to. A lot of people ain't going to do that.
I know, but what I feel is when I came into that relationship, I decided to, you know, whatever his drama was, is going to be my drama. You know what I mean? And we did that together, and we dealt with things together, and that's what a relationship is. I mean, now, we can't force her to be with this man if she feel like that's too much for her. Everybody has a limit, you know what I mean?
Right.
If she feel like that's too much for her, then maybe that's not something she can handle. Then maybe she don't need to get it, because that might start arguments in their relationship. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I agree.
Listen, y'all. I have no problem with it. He's a wonderful man. We get along fine, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no problem. But what I always tell him is that he's feeding into this bullshit, because his baby mama wants to do to push his button. I understand he's going to be there, because for real talk, even though I have my children, I take care of my children. If my children's father calls me, I answer my phone. If he come calling, talking to me about some bullshit, I hang up.
Because you
got
you
have your kids, right.
Because you
have
the kids.
If he calls me, or if it ain't got nothing to do with our kids, I ain't got to talk to you. I'm not going to give you.
Hold on, I agree with you. You got the kids, though. You got the kids. You ain't got to play no game with him. Because you got the kids. He got to play the game because he don't have his kids. He won his child. He want to be a part of his child's life, so he got to play the game. I understand, and I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do. It's a fucked up game that you got to play. I'm not just speaking that. Trust me, and Toy, you know better than anybody when it comes to me the games that I got to go through.
Right.
I didn't have to jump through hoops several times, too many times even mentioned, but that's the game you got to play. Because I don't have all my kids with me. So in order to see my kids on a regular basis, sometimes I got to play this game. I don't like playing this game. I don't like doing this shit. I don't like going through these arguments. But I got to do what I got to do to be an intricate part of my kids' life. So if I got to play these games, then so be it. My kids done got old enough now where I don't have to play them no more because they know what's right and what's wrong, but you know the early years of my kids' life, I had to play that game.
Right.
We all do.
Every
chance that they got, they tried to snatch them kids away from me.
Right.
So even though we don't understand it, men get thrown under the bus all the time. And my husband paid his child support. He paid his child support. He went to court. He did all that until he just finally shut down. And he was like, fuck them. Fuck all of them. Fuck the baby's mama. Fuck the kids, too. I felt like that wasn't right. Because he was that type where he wasn't going to deal with the drama. And that affected his relationship with his kids.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this, Janine. I don't agree, but I do understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with it, but I do understand.
Because,
I mean, it can get so frustrating that you just be like, you know what? Fuck it all. I mean, I understand what he's saying. Like I said, I'm not in agreement, but I do understand. Because I can understand when the motherfucker just gets to the point where you just like, fuck it all. Fuck everything. Fuck their kids. Fuck everybody. Fuck their mama. Fuck their grandmama. Fuck everybody that look like
them. That's right. Fuck everybody except my mama.
I know how I feel. I know how I feel personally. I mean, I said it. It just came out my mouth. Fuck everybody. Fuck them all.
I'm gonna give y'all a prime example of a fucked up ass baby mama. Dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You was there. I got married. This is my wedding day. I have my daughter at my wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I invited my baby's mama to my wedding. So she can see my daughter. So you see our daughter walk down the aisle. Well, yeah, a lot of people say it was wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to get closure. I want closure, okay? We ain't going to never get back together, so, you know, quit fucking with me.
Wait a minute, dog, before you finish this sentence. To let y'all know, I had to walk down with his daughter because wasn't nobody else going to walk down with him. It would have got real ugly. Okay, finish.
But my point is, this woman is so fucked up. I just want her to see her baby walk down the aisle. You know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted. This woman is at my fucking wedding. I do got a copy of it.
She would have got a copy.
You didn't get no. I see what you're saying. But my point is, she tried to fuck up my wedding. This is why I hate her fucking guts. You know what I'm saying? You remember what she said to y'all? Matter of fact. Do you remember what she said to you outside when you introduced yourself to her? What'd she tell you? You remember?
Who, your wife or your baby mama? I don't think either one of them liked me, but
bitch, I hate. I'm talking about the bitch I hate.
Actually, she was nice to me that day. That was the one time she ever was nice to me.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, anyway. No, she was nice to me that day because she was trying to sabotage some shit.
Yeah, she did. Now, I want y'all to hear this. The only reason she was there was because if I didn't invite her, my daughter couldn't be in the wedding.
Oh, no, that wasn't me she told. That was Terry she told that.
But now, ladies, do you understand the bullshit that the father got to go through? In order for my daughter to be in my wedding, I had to invite her. It was forced on to me.
I mean,
now
I know what type of bullshit y'all deal with.
Huh?
I said, I know what type of shit y'all deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dish it out, but I know what y'all got to deal with.
A lot of moms, we go through so much bullshit to see our kids. It's fucking ridiculous. It doesn't make no sense. Especially when you're doing what you're supposed to do. You still got to put up with the bullshit.
The point is, everybody has their own opinion.
That's a fact, baby. That ain't opinion. That's a fact.
And I concur.
Everybody has their own facts, Toya, so you do you, boo.
Toy, just go over there and whoop the bitch ass.
There you go.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that for real, but
She said shit about
with
me.
Her man.
No, she said shit about me, though. Do y'all hear me? She talks about me. I don't say nothing.
You
know what you need? You need to talk to her and tell her that you really feel sorry for her because she's miserable as hell if you always on her mind like that. She's miserable or she want to get with you.
You need to whoop her motherfucking ass.
No,
that's
she cannot
need.
Do that because if
you don't,
her and
know
that
it,
mother
it,
don't get along, that child is
Toy,
not going to like her.
After you meet this woman, when you meet her, I want you to call her, tell her to meet you in the motherfucking alley somewhere.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
And tell her she got knocked the fuck out. Whoop her motherfucking ass, say, leave my man alone. Peace.
I can't do that because we work together.
If you want if you want a real relationship with this guy, you're going to have to approach this woman sooner or later.
You
going to have to talk.
She ain't going to have nothing to do with him. I'm going to approach her because she keep on talking shit about me and she do not know. Just because I'm nice and I'm cool and I'm laughing, hee hee ha ha with everybody at work, I'm a motherfucker out in the street. You don't understand that.
Well, look at that. Now, this is what you're telling them.
Now, we can settle this like you got some class so we can get into some gangster shit.
I like that.
That's
I like that.
But you the better person, Toya, so.
With this woman, because then at the end of the day, they going to sit there and say that I'm arguing with her over her man, over her baby daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't that for that.
Right.
Do you care what people think about you, Toya? Be honest.
I don't give a fuck what nobody think about me, but this is where I work. Y'all don't understand that this is my job. We all work together. She fucked with him all day long at work. Huh?
Y'all should take a break together. And if she don't happen to come back, that's on her. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on, we got a caller coming in, man. Hey, caller, what's happening?
Hello?
Yo. What's up?
Taking over this
thing.
Hello?
Hello?
Wow.
Somebody's drunk calling.
Whose number was that?
Somebody was probably checking Mr. Charlie's phone to see who he was calling.
Yo, Carly, you here? No longer there because I done hung up on them fuckers.
I'm proud to be getting them same calls all day today, yo. I'm telling it. All right.
You know why they stalking your big booty ass. Stop her.
This is not right.
All right. It is not right, though.
Okay,
at the end of the day, your name is in her mouth.
Why?
She's thinking about you. You ain't thinking about her.
You're right.
It's bittersweet, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think whoop your bitch ass. Whoop her ass. That's what you got. Whoop her ass.
I think you got the car because if me and him wind up being together, I love kids. I have no problem with no kids. It's always kids other than my kids in my house. All the time, I love kids. She might
well,
try to
drop
do
mine
to
off
him.
Then. Sure.
You can. She would probably try to do something to him. As long as you with that bitch, you can't see your baby. You know, shit like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, that too.
Well, you know, old Marty Ma love the kids.
It's the mamas I got a problem with.
Exactly.
But when it's all said and done,
they love the kids. It's the mamas I have a problem with.
When it's all said and done, you in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? Your name is in her mouth. You ain't even studying her. So.
Whoop that big ass.
All right. Now we done had a very a real good conversation. Oh, you know what? Hold up, man. Hold up. Yo, what's up, man?
Trying to see what's going on with this word in the mouth.
What's your name, man?
shit, Post Road.
Post Road. What's happening, dog?
Shit. What's going on, man? I'm just trying to get in action with y'all.
Oh, man. You should have called an hour and a half ago, man. Show for the close up. But, I mean, shit, I appreciate you calling, though.
Hey, we doing the same thing tomorrow, man. We doing the same thing tomorrow. 8:30, man. Give us a call 8:30, man. But I appreciate you calling. You and Andy? Yeah, Post Road. Okay, you call at 9:30 tomorrow. Who is that? Who is you? Butter. Butter. Yep, I'm in Andy too. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Post Road, I know what I said. Shit, I'll be down there this weekend.
I'm going with you.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, come and see me. Come see me.
You know. Can I hit your ride?
For everybody, for all my Indianapolis people, I'm going to be down in Indy Saturday. It was what,
can I go with you?
Saturday? Post Road, what's popping Saturday night, Sam?
That was popping when tonight?
No, what's poppin' Saturday night? I'll be there Saturday night. What's poppin'?
I'll be in the Ice Lounge, man. That's my spot.
Ice Lounge? That's what be jumping off?
Hell yes.
I want
to
come.
Okay. Well, hey, your boy's going to be down there Saturday night, man. Hey, man, but check this out, man. We about to end the show. But, dog, be sure to give a call, 9:30 y'all time tomorrow, man? Hit me off. Let me know what's going on, man. What's going on down there, man? Because your boy be down there. I'm trying to get it in.
All right, I got you.
So am I.
All right. Good looking, fam. Good looking.
All
right. We're going to go down the list. Denise, you got any last words?
Yeah. Anybody got well, go ahead, man. Hit them off with the last words, man.
I'm good.
Wait, hold on. What did you say today?
I said I'm good.
Yes, you are with them pictures you got on Sin City, baby. Yes, you are. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I ain't the only one to see them.
She put up some new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Janine. I'm going to need to have to come check them out, baby.
Well, I put my page on there so people, you know, I need to accept my friends. So,
yeah.
Holla at my page, you know what I'm saying? Get me going.
Well, Miss Candy, you know I'm your friend already.
Yeah.
I know you are, Bo.
But check it. Hey, y'all, check this out, man. Go and put them pages up. Go and put them pictures up. Who we do? Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna make a collection. Sin City Sexy. So if you feel like your picture is one of the sexiest pictures, you put it up on there. All right. And we gonna make Sin City Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool with everybody.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And Father Time still trying to get that flick on that, y'all. We ain't forgot about the flick.
No, it's coming. It's coming. I got a few things to work out though, but I'm gonna shoot it too. All right, that's Buddy. You got any last words?
Oh, I'll be here tomorrow, wide eyed and bushy tail.
All right, Candy. You got any last words?
Nice show. I'll be here tomorrow. Give it my advice.
Miss Toya, you got any last words?
Thank y'all for helping me.
Whoop that bitch ass.
Mm-hmm.
Take her ass on break. Ask her out for lunch. You know what I'm saying? when y'all walk and take that shortcut through the alley and handle your business.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's coming.
Dang.
Just tell us a shortcut through the alley. And do what you do. Any last words, y'all?
SinCity.Spruce.com, baby.
Janine, is you out there working it out?
All right, y'all.
Is you working it out, Janine?
Yeah.
I think Janine was back to working out.
Know what I'm saying?
Mr. Buster. Where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick. So I know you got your gat, your dick on hard. From fucking your road dogs, the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the sticks out your mouth. Make it by the ounce of the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot. Let you slide, let me ride. Just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause your